USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Huge snow totals up in the Northeast, especially in New England, but it was in New York where two people lost their lives because of that winter storm. Police on Long Island say that one elderly man apparently was shoveling snow and fell into a pool and died. Earlier that day on Long Island, a snowplow driver found an elderly woman dead inside her car.
We are going to take back the White House.
That is former President Donald Trump promising to take back the White House as he spoke at a rally in Conroe, Texas.
And in 2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful house that happens to be white, that is so magnificent, and that we all love.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 launch that was supposed to happen last night was scrubbed because of bad weather. And this is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Musician Neil Young seems to have started something, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Joni Mitchell said Friday she would remove her music from Spotify in protest after recent controversy between Neil Young and the music streaming giant over podcaster Joe Rogan's COVID-19 misinformation. Mitchell, whose music garners 3.7 million monthly listeners on the platform, released a message. She's the first major artist to follow Young in leaving Spotify. Spotify announced on Wednesday that it would remove the entire catalog of Neil Young, who has twice been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Niles Lofgren, the guitarist from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, has also pulled his music from Spotify.
A member of the Manson family being denied parole, 74-year-old Robert Beausoleil, was turned down Friday. He was convicted of a July 1969 murder, and this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
California lawyer Michael Avenatti cross-examined his former client, former adult film star Stormy Daniels, during his trial Friday on wire fraud charges. He asked her about her experiences with the supernatural in an apparent bid to question her credibility. Avenatti, who pleaded not guilty to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, took over his own representation on Tuesday in his Manhattan trial. He's accused of impersonating Daniels and convincing her literary agent to send him nearly $300,000 in publisher's payments that were intended for her. Avenatti claims Daniels agreed to give him part of her book advance in exchange for representing her in a case involving allegations she had sexual relations with former President Trump. Daniels, who was born Stephanie Cliffords, began her testimony on Thursday, and on Friday, it was Avenatti's turn to cross-examine her. He asked her about supernatural visions she's had and her ability to speak with ghosts. "How do you speak with the dead?" he asked. She answered, "I don't know. It just happens sometimes." She added that she sometimes uses cards and meditation to help. Avenatti also asked whether a dark entity had entered her home. At the end of Friday's testimony, Avenatti told the court he will likely testify in his own defense next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.